Hi, welcome to our first podcast in the Personal Power and Self-Worth series. You know, it's easy to say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's both a religious and a secular saying, but I would suggest something in addition to you here, and that is, do unto yourself as you would do unto others. There's nothing wrong with self-love. I'm not talking about narcissism. I'm talking about appreciating yourself. Why don't we extend to ourselves the same kind of love, the same kind of affection, the same kind of tolerance, the same kind of forgiveness we extend to other people? One of the key aspects of self-esteem and self-regard is that we provide ourselves with the affection that we deserve. That is, if we don't like ourselves, then who else is going to like us? So it's rather interesting not to gaze into the pond like Narcissus and fall in love with your own image, but rather to say to yourself, I'm a good person. I do good work. I tried my best. Doesn't always work, but it was my best effort. I prepared well. I was serious about what I did. I really tried to help others. I like what I did today. I enjoyed myself. There's nothing wrong with those kinds of sentiments. And so, as strange as it may seem, and I know it does to some of you, one of the very initial aspects of building your self-esteem is to be willing to love yourself the way you would love other people. To feel emotionally that you are a positive contributor and that you regard yourself well, just as you would regard others whom you love. That's what self-regard's all about. I know it might be a different kind of concept, but I'd like you to think about it because it's extraordinarily important.